Oh man, I wish I had a fairy godmother to help me with my fit. It's looking kind of busted right now.
Hey you, cutie with no hoodie. It's your fairy godmother.
Damn, you mean a fairy god me? Because we sound just alike. Am I having an insecure Issa Rae in the mirror moment?
Yeah, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered, okay? So we gonna make sure that you are looking hot this winter when you go out to have a ball.
Okay. So what y'all got over there?
Well, I am the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy, say that 10 times fast, and they got you. They got matching sets from Puma, Nike, Juicy Couture, and so much more.
Okay.
All you gotta do is go to millennials.com/shops and click on DTLR Villa, and you can get the savings today.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hurry back,
because my car's gonna turn into a pumpkin if I don't come back on time?
No, Millennials Anonymous is on, so let's go.
Millennial, what?
Pray a trust.
You are watching us from the last room
they've ever owned tonight.
Consider
yourself lucky. Millennial, what? Millennial, who? My name is Lisa, and I'm a fucking millennial.
I did not.
Because with Pharrell, we made it out some shit. Pharrell. Yeah, you know we run the world, right?
I'm saying in Tennessee, I know it's Texas.
I just want y'all to hold it.
That don't even sound right. That don't even sound like me. Mm-mm.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it. Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, it is your girl Lise Winnie, and I am a fucking millennial. Yes, I am. I do. Ooh. And we got so much to talk about today. It's gonna be me, myself, and D is here, so get that man a mic. Mic him up. It's gonna be a struggle today. Like, let's just call it what it is. It's gonna be a struggle. But we've been struggling anyway because we are upon the cusp of a recession. So recession time is near. I don't know if we are, because if you know how it works, you have to have two consecutive down quarters where the GDP, gross domestic product, falls to be considered in a recession. I don't know if we're going to be in a full recession, or maybe this is just like a baby recession. I think this is going to be like a little infant, a mini recession, which a lot of economists are saying. We will see, but inflation has been a son of a gun. It is so expensive to do everything now. Everything is more expensive. It reminds me of like the late 70s, early 80s. I think Biden gonna be Jimmy Carter 2.0. He's Jimmy Jr. We gonna call him Jimmy Jr. I don't know where they got Hey Brandon from. I don't know. That don't even make sense. It's not funny. It don't even make sense. Like, I don't get that. But we gonna call him Jimmy Jr. I don't know what his mama called him, but we gonna call him Jimmy Jr. Because it's looking very Jimmy-y. Jimmy Carter, if you know former president Jimmy Carter. It's looking very, very much like Jimmy. I'm feeling Jimmy. We're gonna call him Jimmy Jr. Mm-hmm. JJ. His name JJ. We're gonna call him JJ. Let's make that catch on. Because things ain't looking so hot. Inflation is high. Everything costs more money. You gotta be rich. Like, I went to the store, to buy some I like cherries. I love cherries. But in order to buy cherries, you gotta be like rich. Like, you gotta have NFTs, cryptocurrency. You gotta have it all. Like, I say it every week. You gotta have them clear here. You gotta make your booty clap and P-Valley it right in the middle of the produce aisle if you really wanna get produce, because this stuff is expensive. Cherries is like $6.99, $7.99 a pound for some cherries now. Like, it's things, and that's the sale. Like, like, it's just, things are not looking good. I don't know why you have to have be upper middle class in order to afford cherries, but that's where we're at. And we do contribute a little bit to inflation. I know the world shut down with the pandemic, and it messed up the supply chain. So pretty much the supply chain, we couldn't get wood. Like if you go and get some furniture within the last 2 years, they'd be like, well, you'll get it in 1 to 15 years. It was like a jail sentence, like they hand out so you to get furniture because there's no wood, there's no metal. You know, agriculture's all fucked up. Like everything has been messed up. But another thing that impacts inflation, which I don't know if y'all realize it, us, we do. So greed impacts it, global pandemics, other natural disasters, you know, those types of things will impact inflation, but we also do. So if we keep buying, they gonna keep raising the prices because they feel like we can afford it. So they out here raising the sky high because we keep buying it. Like it's some of y'all out here buying, and it's no knock on Kia Rios. Like shout out to the Kia Rios. I remember when the hamster, I don't know if that was a Rio, but the hamster was in that little car. I remember when Kia had did that and it was all like LMFAO was in there. I don't know what happened to them. I think they had like some family problems or something, but I remember all of that. Okay, party rocking. All right, in house tonight. But y'all out here buying a 2018 Kia Rio for $1,000 a month for 18 years. 18 years. Like, y'all, it's ridiculous. The average term length is 72 months. And y'all could buy 10, 15 Kia Rios for the cost that y'all gonna pay for it. Unless your car is like broke. Broke. I don't know why y'all buying cars right now. Because right now, because they don't have the equipment all messed up. I don't know if that's why Hyundai. It's Hyundai, Hyundai.
It sounds like Hyundai, like Zendaya, but Hyundai. They got a Hyundai. Somebody gonna name their child that. It's gonna be Hyundai. I got a Hyundai. They probably, somebody baby name is Hyundai. I know it is. I just haven't met them yet. But I know it exists.
It's got 12-year-olds inside of... They really got 12-year-old employees. Like, no one is... And this is in Alabama. Yes, Roll Tide, Alabama. They got kids working over there in Alabama. Yeah. It right inside of the plant. Mm-hmm, making parts. And I'm like... You want, I don't know, a 12-year-old? That's the worst, eh? For as an employee? That's why y'all the knock off Honda. Because y'all, come on, Hyundai. Hyundai. Like, I'm not sure how you say it, but come on now. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Hyundai because Hyundai, like R. Kelly, they waiting outside the elementary schools and the middle schools looking for employees together. Like, I think we need to go get them. Like, what is going on out there with them? Like, what makes you think, like, I'm going to look at a 12-year-old, but like, yeah, I think they would be a great employee. Like, 12-year-olds have, that is the worst age. Like, middle school is the worst age. It's like, oh my God, my life is like, so you want more dramatic employees? Like, I am not understanding. That's why they the off-brand Honda, because this stuff be breaking because it was made by a 12-year-old. I'm not driving no Honda. Hyundai, not Honda, Hyundai, sorry, a Hyundai, is it a Hyundai, Hyundai, you're not sick today, no eye problems, no runny nose, no cough, no fever, like I gotta go down to Rundown, because he's always got something wrong with him, no, none of that, you're good today, okay, get that man a mic. You can get him a mic. D is going to come in and he's going to talk because he's going to help me not talk to myself. Oh, yeah. Did you have a Hyundai, though? So Hyundai actually got in trouble. Hyundai. Is it Hyundai or Hyundai?
At least the car is the other Honda.
The off-brand Honda. Off-brand. So the off-brand Honda company actually got in trouble for child labor laws. The breaking child labor laws in Alabama. That's interesting.
Oh, it's in America. Oh, wow.
Yeah. a subsidiary of Hyundai. We're going to say Hyundai. Because isn't it Korean?
Right. think so. I'm not too sure.
You got to talk on the mic. But a subsidiary of Hyundai Motor Company has used child labor at a plant that supplies parts for the Korean car maker assembly line in nearby Montgomery, Alabama. According to the police, the family of three underage workers and eight former and current employees of the factory. Underage workers in some cases were as young as 12 and have recently worked at a metal stamping plant operated by Smart Alabama LLC. These people said Smart listed by Hyundai in the corporate filings as a majority owned unit supplies parts for some of the most popular cars and SUVs built by the automaker in Montgomery. That's interesting. The kids is out there. See, we think it's just happening overseas, but it's happening here. Like, I wonder if these were like their children, though.
I was gonna ask how much they were paying these kids. They said they had a unit,
right? $30,000 at 12.
I mean, the kids might pay more than
$30 an hour. You got a 401k.
Hey, you talking about he might be on his. So I'm retired. My ass, he is 50 with a 401k.
They might be able to retire before that at 12. Now they won't be able to read or write, but they got a 401k coming. Cause they say usually, I guess, some auto plants be having good benefits. I'm kind of shocked that that is what is happening, and no one is mentioning that.
Is that him?
Probably not, cause this is a subsidiary of Hyundai, meaning that it's an LLC. So no, but Hyundai is, I'm gonna assume, is union.
Alabama, so.
What's wrong with Alabama?
Oh, nothing. I mean, just in Alabama, they probably wasn't.
I've never been to Alabama. And shout out to everybody in Alabama, but I don't know if I've ever had a desire.
The only thing I want to go to Alabama is see one of the Roll Tide games, college football.
I don't like college football or college sports really that much. Like, I'm not, because I mean, the bigger colleges is different, but the smaller colleges, it doesn't seem even. It never seems like it feels, you got like some teams making like 100 points and then some teams making like 20. It's just not even. We had a couple of things I got to update. One, I think I said district attorney last week for Marilyn Mosby, which she's actually the state's attorney. So I do want to make sure I clear that up so there's no confusion. So she's the Baltimore state's attorney, and she actually did lose. I actually didn't think she was going to lose. I actually thought she was going to win. Ivan Bates won, who, if you are in Baltimore, the Baltimore region, I'm in Maryland. That's why I've been talking about this local story, because we actually were talking about the squeegee kids and I started talking about Marilyn Mosby a little bit. Now, she has her own legal woes and issues all over her finances, and the people of I think Baltimore just is known for corruption. I think they like corruption. It's just Baltimore and Chicago politicians tend to have, you know, I think Chicago's politicians have been arrested, like their governors in Illinois have been arrested a lot more than I think any other place in the United States, bar none, hands down. But they like corruption for whatever reason. The last couple of politicians we've had there have been had some corruption issues, and she's unfortunately no different. She's had some personal finance issues. It's like she was a little bit shady, some shadiness going on with her taking out money from, I think it was, wasn't her 401k? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she took money out of her 401k to buy rental properties in Florida, and then she said that it was her primary residence. Come to find out, she's still in Maryland. It was like a whole thing. So she was trying to escape the capital gains taxes, and it just ended up being a whole thing.
I think it's just different now, and I mean, I'm all for the police. I don't mind having police around me. Even when they were doing all that reform, I thought it was just crazy. Like, people talking about police itself when half of the people can't take care of their own kids by themselves. So it just never made sense to me with that.
I think it does. I think a lot of people have
weird relationships with the police. And lately, like you even said it, there's been a lot of people who have died inside of police cars.
You're right. We was talking about that.
Isn't that, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think in the last, at least two incidents, I remember. I mean, two incidents has happened in the last month with the dude that was...
Well, that's a lot.
When the dude was in the back of the police car, it sounded like kind of like how the Freddie Gray was. He hit a bump.
That's a lot.
No seatbelts on.
But that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot of people in a very short period of time. So people don't trust the criminal justice system.
People don't trust most anything, even the government. And that's...
No one trusts the government. You probably shouldn't fully trust the government. I mean, they're not going to tell you everything anyway.
Right. I mean, yeah, but do you need to know everything?
Yes. I think we should know everything. I think that's the problem, that we don't have... Know everything.
Some of this could be better not known than having everybody out here worrying every 5 minutes, think the world gonna get taken over.
Somebody did take over the world, though.
Somebody did take
us. Every major like superpower in the world tried to take over the world. That's why we have territories in Guam and the Virgin Islands, and that's it. You see, England, they control all of that. They back in the day, that's why Jamaica just, they got their independence recently, or I think they were considering it, and other places. Like, come on now, like, really? All them people that tried to take over, we have the transatlantic slave trade because of that. If you are a world superpower, at some point you took over somebody else. I'm just saying. It's been hot as hell. And I feel like men have been struggling. Like, if you are a man and you have a spouse or a girlfriend, or just you don't want to seem like a creep, I think men right now with this heat wave have been struggling. My heart and mind goes out to these men out here, because men, they not haven't been doing too good in this heat. They haven't. It be booty cheeks be out, it's sundress time. Like, men, if they are struggling, the whiplash, they done broke their necks several times trying to not gawk. Because the hotter it gets, the less clothes we gonna put on. Because I'm like, I'm not gonna be out here dying in this heat because of that. And I'm not saying that women can't wear what they want, because it's not... The women's wearing outfits is not what's causing the men to look. That is a choice that men make when they see it. But I've seen it recently. The way that they be struck, like you have, the heterosexual system, they be struggling to keep it together when they see all the things that be out here. And as a girlfriend or a wife, you see it first. Like, you be like, I see it before you see it. Like, I saw it. I know you saw it. Like, all you gotta do is give them the look like, I seen it, so I know you see it. And you struggling. How you feeling out here in these streets? I feel like you struggling.
What do you mean, man's not built for the heat? A little light hitter, but I kept doing, you know.
Broken neck syndrome. Because men are just disrespectful. Like, I've seen it. You, it's hard for you to function in the heat.
I mean, I think that go, if you want to say that, I think it go both ways. A dude running with his shirt off, and the girl...
You saw a dude running with his shirt off?
Not like that. But it was a dude that was, you know, kind of built on everything. And I seen girls stop at red light where I had, like, butt the horn, like, come on. Like,
they was... I've just... never seen that ever. And I think you're making that up.
The dude was jogging, and he just had shorts and no shirt on.
No.
And they look kind of like they need some water or something, because they were kind of jerky over there, I guess.
You're not close enough to the mic, but no, I don't agree. I don't agree with that at all. I think women are better able to handle it, because women have more... I'm not going to say they have more options, but I think women have less obstacles. That's what I'm going to say. I think women have less obstacles in getting a date.
or getting someone. Because eventually, you're going to run into somebody.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, I'm saying they seen something they like. And, I mean, it go both ways. Everybody is something somebody going to like.
Think look nice.
You know what I mean?
You're making it up. I think you were trying to make it better for men because it's hot boy summer or whatever, hot boy season, whatever they're saying. I think the hot boys right now are losing. Let's just be real. They're losing.
Girls be going crazy. I mean, I don't know, but like somebody like Chris Brown, you'd be saying like, oh, it's Chris Brown,
No knock on Chris Brown. He's awesome, but that's not my thing.
Well, whoever, I don't know. I'm not into guys.
I'm not going to break my neck to see him though, and I think men are losing. That's just my personal opinion on it.
I mean, I think some people do take it a little bit. I mean, it's kind of hard. Like, you outside, you walk, and you see something. You see things all the time as you walk. Like, I see butterflies, I see birds, I see
this motherfucker out here talking about. He about to sing some Lou Rawls. I see birds and like, no, that's not what we talking about. It is very different from seeing something in your pathway. I see the sky every day, but do you actually sit there and look at the sky? Like, process what you're actually seeing. If you seeing a woman walk down the street and her booty cheeks is out, you see it, because I see it. Like, I see it before, as a woman, I see it first. Women can spot it a mile away. We see it first. But it's a difference between seeing it and processing it. Like, when you locked eyes on it, when you lock eyes on a woman, at that point, you are looking. Your brain has processed, oh, this is ass. It has processed it. And I hate when men do that whole thing. You see that? Like, you only reason why you're saying that is because it gives you an opportunity to look more. And it kind of excuses the looking in a way.
I mean, not like...
But it doesn't give men the excuse to just look, just gawk. Don't gawk at us. We're just fucking hot. Like, at this point, we're hot. And I mean, all of us don't have the same type of body. Like, I mean, I got a winter body, okay? I got an East Coast body. I don't have no West Coast body.
You go outside, you see a nice car outside. Because you can see something.
It doesn't mean you have to look at it. Like, I mean, it's different. But do you think that, speaking of looking at something, Donald Trump is going to get the nomination? He still has not said he was going to. He said he was going to run, but he hasn't filed any paperwork, and he's not actually come out and said that he's going to be a candidate in 2024. All of this new information has come out about him and what happened on January 6th, and it was like 187 minutes. He waited before he said anything. Is he running? I know that's your boy.
First thing, I don't have no boys. And second, all right.
Oh, you lonely? Okay.
Yeah, I'm lonely.
Oh, you need to go to friendsonly.com. Getting them friends.org. It's just hard though when you get older. I don't know if we can make friends when we get older. It's weird. It's very, very weird. But carry on.
I think he gonna wait. I think what Donald Trump gonna do is gonna wait and see who gonna put themselves in the race. I mean, it really don't benefit him saying he gonna run early. He might want to see who's gonna run.
Why doesn't it?
Why? It's like anything. Like, you doing sports and everything, or whatever you doing, you want to see who your competition is. Like, why throw your face in it and not? So you can. I think he gonna wait until like the last minute if he do run. See who he want. Right now, he doing all the campaign and stuff, trying to raise money. I mean, it seems like he's gonna run.
Do you think he's just raising money and putting that shit in his pocket?
That's, I mean, he probably could be.
Don't
doing
be
that.
Rude.
I Go think away. he's always violated campaign finance rules, so I'm pretty sure that's what the fuck is happening.
I mean, he could be doing that, or he could just be raising more money. I mean, I think he do got a good chance.
But he wants to run to get the immunity. That's what they're saying. They're saying that now it's so that he doesn't get prosecuted.
Wrong.
I mean, the only good thing is if I think a lot of Republicans run again, like how it was back in 2016, I think that boosted his chances up. So, I mean, it just depends on how many people you think really going to run for Republican. Because if he got like 15 people in there, I think Donald Trump got a good chance of winning. But if he only got like two people running.
Not against Ron DeSantis. I think DeSantis is... If DeSantis runs, I think Trump will be in trouble. DeSantis just gave the people in Florida money. Like, he, anytime you give your people money, they gonna vote for you. Like, he just gave all the parents like $500 or $1,500 per kid to help them with inflation. So, I mean, Ron DeSantis is the guy that has made his name. Of course, he had the Don't Say Gay bill, and like, he's anti-choice and he's anti-gay, and I would even say maybe a little bit anti-black, but he's doing things that the people there want. He's doing stuff that people want. Now, the fact that he has a whole election committee like of police officers for fraud is a waste of money, and no one's talking about that. And the fact that they constantly pretty much step on the lines of civil rights as far as with voting goes. I think he's giving people what they want.
Kind of hard. Donald Trump got a whole lord base to the
they
point
booed
where
booed him. Recently, he's gotten booed pretty much twice.
The respected man just endorsed by me today, future congressman for the 2nd District, Eli Crane. Thank you. But you like me, right? Okay.
Twice is 4 or 5 feel.
So like I was saying, if I think the more people run, I think Donald Trump got a better chance of winning. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to pit somebody when you got 15 people running a race. So I think that's the what Donald Trump's trying to see. How many people are running. Cause if it go head up, it's kind of hard, because then you can actually focus on 2 or 3 people than actually focus on 15.
No.
And Donald Trump, best thing is not really focus on him. Try to have, you know, pour the blame on somebody else.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. And I think Liz Cheney, who's Dick Cheney, that's her father. That's Liz Cheney. That's her father. Dick Cheney is also in a primary. So there's another Republican candidate. She's in a primary, and right now the Trump-backed Republican candidate is winning. And they actually asked her on Fox News, does she think that this January 6th committee is the reason why she's not pulling ahead? And she said that she don't really give a damn. Like, not, she ain't say that, but she was like, you know, getting the truth out is more important than having a Congress seat. And I kind of respect Liz Cheney for that. I mean, I don't agree with her politics, but you have to respect that. Her daddy been around, though. Like, he was a vice president, I think, like, the chief of staff for Bush, and he did something for Reagan. Like, he's been around.
Some people might say he was the president in 2000.
Yeah. I think we've had a run of presidents, and I think George Bush, he was just one of them ones that we hated when he was there, but now that we saw Trump, it was like, ah, he's not that bad. He wasn't that bad.
And to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I'm not gonna, I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over. Okay?
But Congress is certified. Now Congress is certified.
Yeah, right.
Now Congress.
I didn't say over. So let me see. Don't go to the paragraph before.
I think he makes you miss him. Like, he's with like the ex where you get a worse ex. You're like, oh man, he wasn't that bad. I think that's why people like him now. Do you think men would take birth control?
they do have men's birth control, because apparently they don't want women to have birth control. So if men get birth control, maybe they might allow you to have it. I don't think men would take birth control.
What do you mean, like take a pill?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, well, I think guys take, I mean, guys already, I know guys take pills already for other things. So I mean, take a pill knowing I don't have a kid? Depending on how much a pill costs.
It would be the same amount as women pay.
I don't know how much that
and,
is.
Okay, the reason why this is a thing, and this is why I'm asking, would men take birth control? Because men are taking away women's reproductive rights. So now the only way it appears that they're going to give a hoot nanny about reproductive rights is if men have them. They have come up with a male birth control pill that would stop pregnancy. But that even might be like under assault, because Griswold versus Connecticut is now being looked at by the Supreme Court, and the House of Representatives tried to codify this, or they did codify it in the House of Representatives, but it still has to go through the Senate, and it probably will die there. It's gonna die there like most other things die there. It's just not good. Like, listen, I don't know what's going on, because if you know, Griswold versus Connecticut was a landmark decision that was made in 1965. Like, that was a whole different time. You know the amount of fuck shit was going on in 1965. And even then, they still made the common sense decision with an all-white male Supreme Court that the Constitution of the United States protects the liberty of married couples to buy and use contraception without government restriction, which is funny because before that, the government could. They could come in and say that, hey, I want you raw dogging it today. I don't think you shouldn't not be raw dogging. And it doesn't make sense to me. So this case involved a Connecticut Comstock law that prohibited a person from using any drug or medicinal article or instrument to prevent pregnancy. Okay? And it just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make any sense at all. None. Like, why do you care how I'm fucking? Like, I'm not fucking you. I'm not trying to fuck you. Like, why do you care? As long as it's two consenting adults. Why do you care? If these are two people that want to have sex in the butt, why are you involved in that? That has nothing to do with you. Your religious beliefs should not necessarily be my religious beliefs. That is problematic. And so now we're looking at having all of these things be overturned. So the House tried, well, I'm not gonna say they tried, they actually did codify this, the right to birth control, in the House of Representatives. It will die, like I said, it's going to die, I'm not gonna say a slow death, it's gonna die a fast death in the Senate. And the reason why, we know. So last Thursday, they tried to pass the Right to Contraception Act, and now this passed with 195 Republicans who voted against it. So there was 195 people in the sitting Congress who said you should not have access to contraception. And if abortion in that argument is about being responsible, why are you taking the tools away from people to be responsible? I don't understand that. Why is abstaining from sex the only option? Because you know people not doing that. Like, there's no way that people are not gonna have sex. And you know that. So this doesn't make sense. What are we doing with all these babies? It was 228 to 195. Only 8 Republicans voted in favor of this bill. It ain't making sense. I don't know, like I said, I don't know why white men don't like women's reproductive rights. I don't know. I mean, white women, give us a holler. Like, do y'all need to hug them? Like, I'm not, like, Sam J was talking about this. Like, what is going on? Like, y'all need to have a conversation with y'all peoples, because something ain't right. Like, it's breaking down, and the system is getting broke down. Do men hate condoms this much that they gonna make it illegal? Like, I'm not understanding.
A lot of people don't like the way condoms feel. I mean, I think
that all, is a all guys that sounds like a personal preference. That sounds personal.
I'm just saying, some people like the more national. A lot of guys that I probably
sounds personal.
I think most guys don't like using
the point. I'm not getting it at all. And then Walgreens said, "Hold my beer. I'm going to show you how much we care." Okay, that it is a rule in Walgreens that you can use and say that it's a religious, against your religious belief. You don't have to check out somebody. You don't have to ring them up. Because a woman walked in there, it was her man. I did a whole video on TikTok. It was her man. Like I said, this is a Monday through Friday man. This is not a weekend man. This is her man. My man is your man is her man too. Like, this is her man. And they prevented her, this grown woman, from getting condoms. Well, she eventually was able to get them. They had to call the manager over. But how embarrassing is that? Like, you in there only to get condoms. You just trying to get in and out. You're like, I don't want nobody all knowing what I'm doing. And then you all calling on the intercom. Like, no. Like,
I mean, so you're trying to say, like, if you, let's say your mother don't eat meat, right? You can, and you were in a supermarket or something. You, then somebody come up with some pork. You gonna say, I'm not gonna reno up because.
That's actually a really good point. I don't know. Maybe you can. If you work in Walgreens, no, they won't let you touch the bacon. I need y'all to have on stickers and badges to say, I don't ring up condoms. I don't ring up meat. I don't ring up beef. Like, can we need some badges like the Girl Scouts in this bitch. So I know who not to go to. Y'all need to wear badges like y'all in kindergarten or something, because we, kindergarten, let's say that, kindergarten, not kindergarten, it's kindergarten. Like, we need to know.
I think it'd be great. I think it probably, I don't mean, might not be great, might not be that many kids out here, but.
Why is that a bad thing though? Like, it's a lot of people out here that have kids all over the place, and I don't think everybody needs kids all over the place. I think that's the problem.
Now, I would say, I think guys would probably be more responsible. I know people gonna get mad about it. Taking the pill.
No, why do you think that?
I think guys know when they want to have a kid and stuff. So, I mean, if it's a
pill. And women don't? So, what you're saying is that men are, I'm gonna try to paraphrase this because it sounds bad. Are you saying that men typically don't want children, but women typically do, and they're not as sure or definite that they don't want any kids? Because I don't know if that's true, because I've heard a lot of guys who do want children. I don't think that is true. I think when a woman, even more so, because the woman is the one that has to deal with the baby in a lot of cases. Like, she's the one that has to make the decision, because women are the ones that carry babies, so they have to make that decision, whereas men don't. So I don't know if that is true.
I understand. I think if that be that, guys won't be taking like vitamins, you know, just be popping in, or at least, I mean, how would a pill work? I mean, that's another question. Like, do I take a pill and it's good for like a whole month?
Or that's usually how birth control works.
Or do I gotta take this pill like every time before I, you know, do it? And then that might be different.
I'm not a scientist, so, and I'm not a pharmacist, so I couldn't tell you, but it's probably once a month. You probably take the pill once a month, like women do. Well, I don't know, because our setup is different. So I'm going to say it's once a month, so, but I don't agree with that. I think.
So you said if you take a pill, you don't got to use.
Men are irresponsible. Y'all forget to pay bills. Y'all forget to do the basic things. I honestly don't think y'all forget to take your medicine, like heart medicine and stuff like that. Like, you'll take Viagra, yeah, because you're getting the pleasure right there in the moment. But because birth control is not necessarily, because some of y'all have used condoms and don't even remember to have those.
But it's different with a condom. It's a lot. Sometimes you don't have it on you, and she ready.
But
you,
but that's the same ready thing with birth control. Like, and you then may not have it on you.
And then a lot.
You gotta take it at the same time every day. But
I don't know. It sounds like they are attacking it. They don't want you to get an abortion, but yet at the same time, they don't want you to have condoms either. So I guess they're going back to abstinence. Remember when we were in school, all they taught us mostly was abstinence. Like they taught us about condoms and stuff. Like we knew it was there, but mostly it was just don't have sex.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's how most people raise. I mean, even religion, a lot of religions say wait until you marry. I mean, I actually knew somebody that he used to tell me he used to have a hard time not thinking about it as a teenager boy.
Is this friend you?
No, it's actually not me. I think it's you. But I mean, he used to say, like, it was crazy. Like, he was really into religion. And, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I think some people can do it, but I think a nice amount of people can't do it.
But don't you feel like it's a trap? Like, they don't have enough employees. Like, you have Elon Musk and him coming out talking about having more children. And I think he just need employees. He got a third, second shift to fill, and he needs y'all to have babies. I mean, that's what it is.
I don't know. I got kids.
They need a military. The only way you're going to have a military is by people having babies. Because look what happened with a lot of those countries with that have low birth rates. They lost a lot of manpower, and now they're having a hard time with staffing because they don't have any people.
I mean, I actually think about it like a way to control the population and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't think about COVID when it happened. It was too many people. How you control it?
Okay, please. I don't do conspiracy.
You do that. Now you got a nice amount of people. You got to keep it coming. So, I mean, I really do think about, like, sometimes you do got to keep a certain amount of people for your nation. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that could have something to do with it. And they pass it pretty easy during the Supreme Court. So, I mean, I think
They actually didn't pass it pretty easy. It took them years in order to do this because they had to get a very, very conservative court. And I know people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but had she stepped down in 2012 or 2013 when Barack Obama, when she was sick and Barack Obama and them had that meeting with her, we would not have Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh and all of these, like, it was three. He put three on the bench. Trump got three nominees, right?
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have that. Amy girl got in there, truthfully, but...
And she got in there quick because she was a pro-life. She got in there because she was pro-life. And this is one of the things that they wanted to do. Republicans are good at that.
I mean, I think it's true. I think Obama should have just pushed that. I mean, that's one thing.
You
I
can't did. Push somebody out of their jaw.
No, not with the jaw. Obama still had 2 years left on it, and they kept trying to push it out. And I think Obama, truthfully, this is my opinion, I think he was just a little cocky and think Democrats was going to, you know, take over after he leave. And I think it kind of backfired on him, truthfully. That's just my opinion.
Hillary is what you're talking about.
He thought Hillary was going to be his replacement. And I don't think he should do that. I think he should have been putting his foot down and trying to do whatever possible to push the person through. Then Nasty just trying to sit back.
You love these conspiracy theories. Like, do you also believe that, you know, Hunter Biden, I don't know what they be talking about Hunter, but they actually said that they got his computer or something and some images leaked of him with, like, cocaine or something.
I mean, he probably do pros. I mean,
and the stripper, you know, he loves strippers.
I mean,
man, he loved the strippers. Like, he does have a kid with a stripper, though.
I mean, that's
shout out to the strippers, by the way.
But that's his priority. I mean, everybody got their thing.
Is that a reason why people shouldn't like Joe? Because his son got a little bit of a problem.
I don't know. I think everybody got, like, a little messed up, you know, a kid or something wrong with them.
I think everybody does have that one family member, but I mean,
you know,
I don't know.
Somebody gamble a lot. Somebody, like, you know, he might like strip. He like girls.
And he was an addict. He's been through the 12 step program. He was in rehab. So
I mean, what do you expect? He a male with money and drugs and trippers. It kind of like go hand in hand. truthfully.
Okay, as a person, a woman who has a loved one or had a loved one, my mother passed away, but she was addicted to opioids. And I know how hard that can be, not only on that person trying to stop, but it also is very hard on the family. So I think that it is appalling that Republicans continue to use drug addiction, which is a disorder, as somehow this is something bad about Joe Biden. That to me is disgraceful. And then when it comes to his sexual habits, they already did this. Like, for a group of individuals who hate reproductive rights, y'all sure do like to talk about it and share the videos and comments, because y'all did this with Bill Clinton with the whole blowjob in the come on the dress, and it backfired. Like, people was getting hot and bothered. They wasn't upset at Clinton. It made him more likable. I don't understand this one. Now, the whole Burisma thing, if there is a connection with him and him trying to sell access to his father, okay, we'll see what becomes of that. If that is a problem. But if this is just about his character, that is a character flaw. This don't have nothing to do with Joe Biden. This is Hunter Biden's issues. Now, in The Sun, which is a tabloid, and the New York Post and a couple of other more right-leaning outlets have started to talk about this, that the FBI has his laptop. We'll see what comes of the investigation. Now, right now, there are videos or images of him with a woman doing some sexual acts. There's one with him with a crack pipe in his mouth, sleep. He has since gone to, like I said, rehab. So we don't know if this is before, after. And if this is before he's gone and gotten himself together, I think this is appalling for Republicans to be out there putting your past like that back in your face. Because this just doesn't make any sense at all. Now, we'll see what happens. Yes, they said there's numerous sexual images on this laptop, but it's his laptop. My thing is, why are y'all recording this? Like, they have video of these acts and have him smoking crack. I'm like, come on, Hunter. If this is for real, like, why do we have images of this? Why are you recording it? Like, as a society, can we stop that? Can we stop recording it?
I mean, some trippers is fun. Some people like strippers. I mean, who don't like somebody telling you some nice stuff to you? I mean, you look, sometimes people are strippers, they old and probably funny looking, can't get girls or whatever, and then you got this pretty person telling you how nice and listening you talk.
I mean, this ain't a knock, but I don't think you need to be like a centerfold to be a stripper. I don't think that you need to be model face to be an exotic dancer. I think it's more about the body. I don't think you need to be beautiful. I think you do need to be beautiful. You don't need to be beautiful, but beautiful, yes.
I mean, you don't. I mean, the light is kind of dim, but I mean, you know how it be. Everybody look.
So you mean they squint pretty? Like, if you can squint and you can see it, like they only squint pretty.
I mean, you see a nipple in a butt, people kind of.
So in other words, they're squintiful. They're squint pretty. Like, you squint, so they're squintiful, like beautiful and squint. They're only beautiful if you squint. I'm sure there's some really drop dead gorgeous ones. I'm not saying that there aren't, but I don't think that is a prerequisite. I don't think you need to take pretty 101 in order to be able to slide down the pole. That's all I'm saying.
You might say that some guys might be lazy, and you know, a stripper is like the lazy man getting a girl for a night or whatever.
I mean, maybe so.
That's the thing, you know, night, no connection. You can kind of get what you fancy without trying hard. You know what I mean?
True. I mean, I don't agree with you all the way, but yeah, I mean, I guess it's some truth to that.
You try to talk to somebody on the street, they probably be like, oh, I don't talk to you. You're not on my level type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things we didn't talk about, it was actually in People. Oklahoma, I don't know if you heard about this, but Oklahoma actually had their first openly gay mayor this maybe in P Valley, maybe Uncle Clifford might run, because this is, I mean, there you go. But he said in Oklahoma, they had their first openly gay mayor who resigned after harassments and threats. And he said he no longer felt safe. He was mayor for like 24 hours.
So did he run on being gay? Well, he did.
Yeah,
didn't,
yeah, he did.
Told people after he.
No, he ran on being openly gay.
So why he felt threatened when people asked?
Because they were
him?
Sending him. No, not when they voted for him. They were sending him threatening letters and emails. They were coming to his house.
But you said he was.
No, he was. I guess he was mayor longer than 24 hours, but he wasn't mayor for very long, or mayor elect for very long.
But they already knew he was gay.
They did, but I guess once he won, they just in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is very red. It's a very red state. It's a weird state. Like, it's a lot of fracking, so they always got earthquakes and stuff. So I feel like they on edge, you know, like they're very much on edge. And it's weird because even Oklahoma is a Native American word. Like, it's Native American word. Like, it's a lot of Native American land that they stole from the indigenous people. I don't know. Maybe they thought that he was going to turn in Oklahoma, the town he was in. It's a small town, too. They thought he was going to turn it into, like, drag race. I'm not sure what they thought. Because I'm like, if his goal is to make the town better, why does it care what his sexual preference is? I don't care who you sleep with.
Yeah, because they got that other
Pete Buttigieg.
I forgot what he was.
I can never say his name.
Actually, I thought he was a pretty. I mean, his background is pretty cool. I mean,
he's a millennial.
He was in the military too.
And he's a Rhodes Scholar. And he speaks like 5 or 6 different languages. Like, he's pretty bright.
I mean, I think the guy shouldn't resign. Just my opinion. You like, now you let the people.
If you ran, okay. So here's the thing. I think that some people can fit, and I'm not going to say everybody who's a first is a martyr, but some people can't fit that martyr sacrifice role. I don't think everybody is built to sit there. Some people can, some people can't. I don't know if people, it's a lot of glory that comes with being the first, like the first black woman vice president, the first black man or first biracial president, the first woman this, the first openly gay that. It gets a lot of glamour, but it also gets a lot of criticism. And I don't think everybody is prepared to sit there. When you break open ceilings, you are going to get cut by the glass. And a lot of people don't understand that when they sign up for it. And I think that he signed up for this role thinking that he could make a difference. But I don't think he recognized that the shards of glass were going to come back at him, because there were people that didn't vote for him. So you do have some issues with those people, because you also have to govern not only for your people, but you have to govern from all of the people in that town, and it can be very hard. So I can't knock him for not wanting to do it, because I don't think he realized. A lot of people don't, and a lot of people can't do that. And some people mark people as martyrs, but in order to really be a martyr, you have to have something taken away from you that you can't get back. I'm not going to name names, but it's somebody that they put out as a martyr all the time, but yet this person continuously not only goes back in that same industry and tries to kind of get back in that same industry and keeps getting these opportunities. It has not really taken away from them as much as people say it does. As a martyr, you don't gain more than you had before you started. Like, that's not how this works. So I think a lot of people don't get that. And I can't knock him for not understanding that, but I think more people, maybe this will open more people's eyes, that it is not easy. It's not easy being the first anything, especially in a very rural red state or red rural town like Oklahoma.
Because I feel like if they knew I was black or if I was gay or whatever, and they vote for me, I mean, it's a low percent of them that like me. And it just sounds like it might just be a handful.
It only takes a few. It only takes a few.
I mean, only take one, but that's anywhere. You just get the Jordan quit after everybody knew probably for the last couple months that he was gay, or they just found like, oh, we didn't know he was gay.
Oh, and yeah, this video or image has been going around now. I feel bad for the lady. I don't know who took a picture of her, but it was like her in some fast food restaurant getting some food. And apparently she, I don't know if these are injections. I'm going to say it is because it doesn't really match the rest of her body. And so people have been talking about it's too much. Like, it's too much booty. It's too much. The injections are too much. It's too much going on. Now, here's what I'll say. I don't think that it's for everyone, but I'm not going to knock you if this is what you want to do. A lot of people don't feel adequate, and they've been trying to fill up with all of these Instagram models and all of the people that they see on television, and they want to feel like that. Like, men now, and this is why I'd say women, like, hold off on getting this stuff, because men are fickle creatures. They will flip on you in a minute, because one minute they say they want this and they like this. The next minute they say they want something natural, which I think is a lie, because we saw that with Angela Simmons. She posted a natural picture without Photoshop and people went at her. Men was talking about her. I don't even think people know what natural bodies look like anymore. And it's nothing. It's no knock. Natural versus unnatural. Like, whatever. Like, we need to stop putting women against each other. I think that everybody has a preference of things that they like and they don't like. So I don't know.
I think butts is played out. It has a nice little run on it. I mean, people still
like. I don't think butts are played out because some people naturally have that. I like, mean, that's their natural body shape.
I think, not, I'm not saying like play out, but I think this one, I think people want this too far with it now. Now you're like, it's like a nice size. But then, like, some people just want way too much.
I don't know, because I've seen you. You be looking.
I mean, you still going to get looks, but I'm just saying, I mean, I look. People look at stuff all the time. People even look at stuff that, like, yo, that's some nasty stuff, but you still be looking for some reason. That's just human nature. Like, you ever seen something that looked bad, but you kept looking at it? Like, that's something. You know what I mean?
Like a train wreck?
I mean, I wouldn't use that as an example, but yeah, you bad stuff.
So this has been
wow. All right, millennials, this is your boy.
Please stop.
Enjoy spending time with you. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
I didn't invite you. This fun. Is.
Oh, I yeah. I want to get a shout out, too, because the Black Panther 2 come out. I just seen some of the clips came up on my
feed. They only
feed.
Had one trailer. I'm interested in seeing this movie when it comes out. It should be interesting how they're going to play this out because of Chadwick Boseman. But yes, so it should be. It should be quite interesting. But somebody said it best on social media. They were saying, like, give them, the people who made this movie, all of the people who met him and knew him, a chance to grieve him because he was a real person. So give them this movie, let them pay their respects for him, and eventually I'm pretty sure they will recast another person in the role. And y'all are fickle, because one minute y'all didn't want him recast because I didn't, and then now I'm fickle too, because I'm like, I think maybe they should. But I agree with that person who wrote that. It was the way they worded it was very eloquent. So I agree. All right. That's it. Peace.